Ever feel like planning a trip is almost as fun as taking it? Hotel comparisons, restaurant reservations, a perfectly timed itinerary. What if your love of planning travel could actually become a source of income? As a Fora advisor, it can. Fora is a modern travel agency built for people who love to plan travel and help others travel well. With best-in-class training, powerful booking tech, and a vibrant global community of experts sharing real insider knowledge, you can confidently build your own travel business on your terms, from anywhere. Every hotel, cruise, and experience you book earns you commission. And with access to more than 7,000 preferred travel partners from iconic brands to boutique gems, you'll unlock VIP perks like upgrades, resort credits, and late checkout. The kind of elevated travel experiences most travelers never get. Now's the time to turn your passion for travel into a fulfilling business with Fora. Become a Fora advisor today at foratravel.com/advisor. That's foratravel.com/advisor.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Winter Sale and get 30% off paints and stains January 9th through the 19th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
It's crime time, y'all. It is crime time. So this one's out of La Crosse, Wisconsin, right? So the police got called to this Hampton Inn. It's like a hotel or whatever. And I guess they're saying this lady, it's a Caucasian female. I just said that because this is an audio podcast. That's the only reason why. Y'all don't be tripping. But I guess she's refusing to leave the hotel and stuff like that. So the police, are coming there to get her. You know what I mean? So let's see what's going on, y'all. This happened in February of 2025. So it's around a year ago. Dang, right before Valentine's Day, too. All right, so let's see what's going on.
Hey. Hi, Melissa. How are you doing? What's that?
Bring a different hat. It says police.
Yeah, that's what I got here.
Yeah.
Not as warm looking as your hat. Okay.
What's your name? Gun.
Yeah, super friendly. It's just kind of having them be here.
Sure. All right. They want you gone, Melissa. They want you gone.
What's your name?
I'm Evan. You remember meeting me last week?
I don't know. I don't see a Velcro, so I'm confused.
Velcro?
I guess that's English.
What's it?
When did I talk to you? About what?
Up by Hardee's last week when you were walking around without pants on.
How'd that go? What was in that bag?
You went to the hospital. You had your shoes in the bag. You want to... Can we hop outside? We can talk outside. They want you off the property.
You're going to put me in the back of your car?
Well, only if we got somewhere to bring you.
Tell me where we're going.
Well, you tell me.
I saw asylum here. That's what he called you.
What's that? You saw what?
I seek asylum. He called for me.
Okay. Well, they're not offering asylum here. They're a hotel. They only offer it when you pay.
Where are you taking me for asylum?
I'm not taking you anywhere.
Out of the county.
I can't bring you out of the county.
Then I don't talk to you.
Okay. But you got to get off the property.
I stand mute and plead the fifth that I have court this morning.
Okay. That's what you do in court. But why don't you walk down to the courthouse?
Court?
Why don't you walk down to the courthouse?
Because it's a little early for 10 below zero.
Okay, it is cold outside.
I'm guessing it's at 10 a.m. Maybe you want to look
I can look for you, but we'll have to go out to my car.
No, if you keep driving with your laptops open, I'll just call school again.
Okay, let's go outside.
I don't go anywhere.
Melissa.
This is asylum. I'm not going back to jail.
No, nobody's saying you're going back to jail.
I'm not going out there.
You can't. I can add her to our trespass list, though. But if she's not willing to leave...
They will haul me away, and you'll never see me again. I'm prepared to die in jail this time.
Okay, what I'm saying
is
if she's not willing to leave on
her
own, that will result in me going in
and
escorting her from the premises.
Yeah.
Okay.
A.K.A. Jason.
Are you okay with that to get her out of here?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm slow.
Can I check your feet out if you got frostbite?
Yeah, look at this.
Those are your hands. Can I see your feet though? You got you
I
said
got
you
got stigmata. I swear, should check up the other girls and Jill.
You said you have frostbite. Those don't look too frostbitten. Can I see the bottoms?
No. You know what? You're being an asshole.
I'm trying to make sure you told me you had frostbite. I'd like to get
what
you checked out.
What are you trying
out.
For anything?
I'd like to get you checked out if you need it.
Look away.
Okay.
Look away, Evan.
Are your feet okay? It looks like they're moving. They're not blue. They're not purple or anything like that.
I can hold my breath longer than you can count to 10.
Okay.
How far do we go? Where's the underground railroad from here?
Can we figure out how to get you out of here?
This is it.
Okay. Well, you can't stay here, though. They don't want you here. And they certainly don't want you yelling in the lobby.
They quit facing me. I said, look away.
Well, I can't.
Look away.
I can't do that until you leave.
Ryan, look away.
I can't do that until
you leave. Ryan, look away.
Melissa.
Look away.
I can't do that until you leave.
I can't do that until you
Once you leave the property, then I can look away.
Once you leave the property, then I can.
See you first.
I'm waiting for Brandon.
He's not coming.
He prays you don't do this.
Who does?
Hans Colbert.
I thought you didn't know him.
I don't.
Oh, okay.
He signed all my paperwork. They say you guys handle me. And he prays that I get justice once I'm in. Mm-hmm. Bullshit.
This lady,
You guys forget about me as soon as you watch.
She might need her meds or something, potentially. She doesn't seem well.
You don't know nothing about me.
Okay.
Melissa was...
Y'all, she's got some warrants, too. She's out on, like, felony warrants or something, like on bond for some felony warrants and shit, too. She's still sitting up in the hotel.
Hey, Melissa, do you remember me?
What do you know about me?
I helped you with that standby.
You said I was in my underwear.
What?
He said I wasn't wearing any underwear that day.
He wasn't there that day. Do you remember? It was,
Standby.
Standby? You went to grab your belongings at the Ophelia house. I helped you out with that. And then you took a taxi over your dad's.
Do you know Gina threw out the trash? I didn't have that much stuff.
Gotcha. Yeah, and we helped gather it all up.
Dude was probably like, what is she talking about?
In the taxi and everything.
And? I saw you at Quick Trip, too.
Did you? When was that?
I seek asylum right where I sit.
Okay.
When it's...
You will not be touching me.
Okay.
If you take me to La Crosse County Jail, I will scream right.
Okay.
That guy's going to dial 911 pretty soon.
He already dialed 911 because that's why we're...
I seek asylum outside of the city, outside of the county jail. Because Brandon Penscore doesn't know what happens to me when you leave him alone with me.
Melissa.
If you pray for
put
that
your
man,
shoes and
justice,
socks on.
Then you'll pray for mine.
Put your shoes and socks on and leave, and then we can all be done with our day. Okay.
Sorry, that's not the way my day ends.
This is your last chance.
What happens when I get thrown out?
When you get thrown out? I don't know. You can walk down to the courthouse and you can wait for the courthouse to open.
No, I get frostbite again, and then my leg seize up, and my joints start to channel. And I get insulted by your town some more. And then I gotta be hauled off in more broken bones and shit. You know what?
Okay.
I stay. This is asylum.
Okay. All right. Let go of your hands. Stand up. Stand up. Put your hands behind your back. And let's off staff.
Let's off.
Here's the deal. One arm out. Pull her arm out. Okay, you're under arrest. Put your hands behind your back.
Do not kick.
I respectfully request that.
Do not kick. You're kicking at him. Stop kicking. Okay. Do not kick at him.
I'm not kicking.
Do not hold me.
Oh!
Roll over. Okay.
Say I was kicking one more time.
Stop.
Say I was kicking at him.
Roll over on your stomach.
Be my witness.
Roll over on your stomach.
Stop it.
Okay.
Let's follow
him. So you want to go?
Here's what's gonna happen here. Okay. Roll over. Hands behind your back. You're under arrest. Come on, take a seat. buckled in, I'm gonna go grab your property, okay?
Sir, the fucking heater on!
It is.
Don't assume you know my pain!
Is this your hat or her hat? That's my hat. Where did that come from? It's probably you. Falling off.
I'll grab a bag.
I got one here.
I'll go grab a bag.
Well, Noel, I had seen no use of force in there. She went down to the ground on her own, so tensed up, pulled away.
Yeah.
I think that's what she wanted.
I think so, too. To be
honest with you.
I don't think she wanted anything else.
So frustrating,
man. She understood what we were saying.
Oh, she... Sucks when that's the way it has to go. What I'm going to do is, would you mind, I'm just going to get her going with property.
Yeah.
Would you give him a business card with the case number?
Yep.
What I'm going to do is request that she have a no contact order here as a condition of her bond.
Okay.
Because obviously she's getting arrested at this point. If she were to return, he's going to give you a business card with that.
Okay.
So that way you guys can see who exactly she is.
Okay.
Obviously you know what she looks like and stuff, and you guys, I'm sure you can grab a photo from camera.
Yep.
So you can tell everybody else, but that's what I'm going to request is if she gets released, she's not allowed to be back here. If she comes back here, she can get criminally arrested then, okay?
It was summer when I thought of winning. I was losing when I thought of winning. I was praying when I thought of sinning. I just started when I thought of ending. Then I seen a snake and I thought of venom. I see the mic and I fade the shit. I just do it like my favorite kicks. I sold crack back in 86. I was only 12, goddamn, that's some crazy shit. I was outside, any weather, y'all.
Anywhere.
I play the phone, what's the weather, dawg? Is it the leather or the feather, dawgs? Let a nigga know the smoke spot that we headed for. Ghost, yeah. Stairs, we need some more to roll. More papers, more bud, everything. Turn the bass down, turn the treble up a little bit. D-block, my nigga. Told God I'ma get my shit together. Pardon me if I curse. If I'm cursed, get my hearse. Let me get this thing reversed. Cause I've been on one lately. Gotta ask me if I hate me. I can't take me, I can't make me even do the shit I'm supposed to do. Poor communications with the people that I'm closest to. Old me just died. Who the new me supposed to grow into? Perk can't take this pain I'm in. Shit, I hate complaining, but they see the sunshine. But they don't know this rain I'm in. Purple on some friendship. I ain't old, but I ain't vintage. Rather die before I'm sentenced. Nigga, fuck you and your mentions
you.
And your tweets. As long as I get mentioned on
as
the streets,
long.
Spinning heat, being deep, even when I'm by myself.
So I'm gonna take a few minutes here to read this missing persons report. This is from the Doe Network. I'm just going to read this this article here. It's about a missing person from Milwaukee. They've been missing since July 10th of 2006. And this individual's name is Kina K. Anderson. It's K-I-N as in Nancy, A-H. And then his middle name starts with a K and then Anderson. So, Kina K. Anderson, nickname unknown, case classification endangered and missing. He's been missing since July 10th of 2006. Location last seen Milwaukee, Wisconsin in Milwaukee County. Physical descriptions, date of birth, October 4th, 1978. So he'd be, just quick math in my head, 48. He's We'll be closing in on 50. Yeah, he'd be 50. Yep. Raised black / African American. Male. Height 5'3". And they say he weighs about 125 to 130. Black hair, brown eyes. Distinguishing marks / features. So they're saying he has a scar on his left eyebrow. A glass right eye. They say he has a 5-inch diagonal scar on the center of his back. both ears are pierced, and he has some discoloration on his left and right arm, and is missing an upper front tooth. Identifiers. So they're saying they have no dental. Is that what that means when it's identifiers? Are they saying they have none of that stuff?
Right.
Okay, so basically they have, it's non-available for dental, fingerprints, DNA, so they have none of that. Clothing and personal items. So they're saying he had a white t-shirt, some Dickies shorts, and a dark gray hoodie. Jewelry, they're saying this unknown if he was wearing any jewelry. And they're also saying that he was wearing white tennis shoes. So here's some of the circumstance. There's not a ton of information. Kina Anderson was last seen on July 10, 2006 at 10:45 p.m. in the area of North 32nd and West Hour Street with two black males. You can tell whoever wrote this article isn't from Milwaukee because how they title the streets. Like we just say 34th and Hour or 25th and Well. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They say the street name and then the number. So, yeah, it says, Kina Anderson was last seen on July 10, 2006. You want to have a cigarette, baby? At 10:45 p.m. in the area of North 32nd and West Hour Street with two black males. He was planning on going to visit his mother in Carthage, Mississippi, but never arrived. He may have been the victim of a homicide. So the investigating agencies on this are the Milwaukee Police. Agency contact person, it says non-applicable. I will give you this number, though, in case someone happens to know anything. It's 414-933-4444. Once again, 414-933-4444. The good thing about podcasts is you can rewind. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If versus like if you're listening to a radio show and it's like kind of live and you're like, damn, you got to kind of, it's like, how am I going to get this information? I got to wait. You know what I mean? You got to wait or hope they read the number again or the information again.
Yeah.
Sometimes, side note real quick. Sometimes radio people, I think they're bad, notoriously for like not, like they'll read a number, whether it's a guest or they're reading. Yeah, oh, they'll read it real quick or they'll only read it once. It's like say it a few times. Okay, so it's 414-933-4444. So you can go check more information on this on the, is that pronounced Namus white site or Namus, the N-A-M-U-S? So you can go check that out, or you can go to the Wisconsin DOJ or Wisconsin Cold Case Unit. Yeah, there's not a ton of information, and I went to other sites as well. That's crazy to be missing for that long.
Right, like what happened?
You know, and then it's just like some cases, probably like after a while, like the file probably just sits there because like. You have all this other stuff that people are working on, and the file's just sitting there.
And just the trail goes cold.
Right. People start passing away. People start, like, all that stuff. Probably evidence starts to just deteriorate, or, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Let's see. Yeah. So this is on the Uncovered site. There's not a ton of information. Kina Anderson was last seen on July 10, 2006, wearing a white t-shirt, black Dickies shorts. Well, at least in this one, they said the color of the shorts, because on the other one I read, it just said Dickies shorts. So they're saying he had on black Dickies shorts, a dark gray hoodie, and white tennis shoes. Kina has a glass right eye and a scar in his left eyebrow area. And they're saying that he has discoloration on his left and right arm. Both ears are pierced, and he has a 5-inch diagonal scar on the center of his back. Man, whoa. So, yeah, this one, too, there's some difference. In the other article, it said he had a tooth missing. This one says, makes it sound like all of his front teeth are missing. It says Kina's upper front teeth are also missing. That makes it sound like they're all gone. So, yep, he's been missing since July 10, 2006. His birthday is October 4th, 1978. So he would be 50 at this point. And he was 27 at the age of the incident.
He'd be 48.
So he'd be 48. Yeah. Oh, so they had his birthday wrong, another one. I think, right? Because in the last article, we added it up that he would be turning 50 this year. So I'm either wrong, or they said his birthday was 76 in the other article, and this one says 78. Yeah. So yeah, they're saying he's weighs about 125 pounds. I mean, more than likely, like, man. That's just crazy. That Amber Wilde is still missing? From Green Bay, Wisconsin. She's been missing since September 23rd, 1998. I remember hearing about that, like, on the news. Like, if you're from Wisconsin, or, you know, you just heard that name.
Oh, really?
Throughout the years, that Amber Wilde or Wildy, same with that Lori Deppis.
Oh, yeah.
She's another, like, real popular one that's been missing for since, what, the 90s probably? Not to sound gross, but just think of all the bodies and stuff that, like, animals end up, like, eating on. And or like you were saying, I forgot what you were telling me last night about some individuals that had got, like, they were in the water, in the ocean or something, they had got pushed out into the water. I forgot. I don't know if it was a movie or a show or some real shit you were talking about, but I remember in my mind, I was thinking, like, damn, they're whale and shark food, and they're ocean predator food now. Like, if you die...
Oh, talking about the Venezuelan...
Both. Yeah, yeah, that, oh, that conversation was...
How they were waving their arms, like, to be saved, and then...
Before I forget my thought, yeah, because they were saying, and it's all the elected official people are saying, and I ain't just saying it, they were saying, like, because I get, you know, not a lot of them, but some of them watched that video, they saw the video of, like, the boat strike or whatever. And they were saying that, like, there were at least two, I don't know exactly how many, but two people, like, waving their hands, like, surrendering, like, you know, like some, hey, help type shit or whatever. And then they said Pete Hess still gave the order to, like, finish them off. Like,
finish him.
You know,
like,
that's
that
crazy.
Game, Mortal Kombat.
Right, almost like a video game and shit. That's just like, damn, dude. And then I think, don't quote me, but I believe... Hegseth and them were trying to say, like, basically, like, that the people were still trying to get away, or that they were trying to get on the boat and get away. Dude, that boat, for one thing, it's blown to smithereens. Like you were saying, the motor's all, like, like they're not going anywhere. At that point, they're just desperate to stay alive. You know what I mean? And now, dude, saying, "What? Be careful, Mexico. Be careful, all these." See, my thing is just like, my basic thing is just like, who the hell are we as a country to go? And okay, because there, you see leaders of other countries and like all that, just throughout the world, you see that like they're bad or whatever. They might do foul shit or whatever. But I've never seen us go into that country, arrest their president, bring them over here to the United States where they don't have charges here. He didn't do anything here. You know what I mean? And then they try to convict them. Have you ever seen that? That just doesn't happen. Is you don't go get the leader.
Is that what they did with Noriega, though?
Oh, yeah, I kind of think. Yeah. But normally that's not a thing, yeah, is what I'm saying. Yeah, it's happened before, but it's not a thing where you just go You know what I mean? You either go get involved in the fighting, you go help out, you go help the country, you send, you know, troops or whatever. Like, you don't just go in and arrest their leader, bring them here. Like, they basically, at the end of the day, they did kidnap that man. Just think of that. What if some leader from another country, just because Trump has tons of crimes and he's been accused of all kinds of shit, what if they were like, you know what, I don't like what dude's doing over there, and they came over here and just stole dude in the middle of the night. They went down to Mar-a-Lago somehow and got him and just kidnapped him and took him away. Yes. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Them lawmakers up there would be like, yo, we know he's a piece of shit, but you can't do that. That's what they'd be saying.
Yeah.
We know our president's a piece of shit, and blah, but you can't go on, or you know, that's not something you normally do. Yeah, but like, my main thing with that is just like, who are we to go over there and just like punk somebody out their shit and then take oil from them?
Yeah, that's the kicker.
And it wasn't like, and if you wanted to wheel and deal with another country for oil, have conversations with them. Don't just say, yo, do this or else, or you're giving us this amount of oil and all this other type of shit. Why not go and say, hey, you know, we'd like to, you know, buy more oil from you guys. Like, do it like that. And then if they agree to it, to give you the 30 or 50 on a business deal, then cool. But to go in there and be like, yo, we need this shit, we're taking this shit, y'all don't need it, we want this.
Because there's two separate
And then the
issues.
Lie, like you were saying, like...
Because there's two separate
We're
going to
give you money or whatever.
Yeah, there's two separate issues because, like, one... that Maduro has been indicted here, and that's why they grabbed him.
Oh.
But, like, the oil has nothing to do with his charges. The oil has nothing to do with his charges. Like, that's a totally separate thing.
Totally separate.
So, like, what are we doing?
Just trying to run the world. I said that the other day, and they're saying it now on TV. I'm not saying I said it, but like I was saying, it looks to me, if you just look at the world map and what Trump and them are trying to take, what they're trying to do, they want to control the left side of the world.
The Western Hemisphere.
The Western Hemisphere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Hi, Marley. Right, Marley? All right, y'all. Yeah, that's my main thing with that. It's just like, who are we to like just go in there and just be like, yo, and just bully people out of their shit? You know what I mean? Instead of like, if they were like, yo, like, because here's the other thing too. I think one of the main reasons why Trump is doing that is because China gets a lot of their oil from Venezuela. They get the majority. They're like the largest like buyer or, you know, wheeling and dealer or whatever. With Venezuela, China is, they get like over 60% of the oil, you know what I mean? And you know, Trump don't like China, so he's probably like, well, fuck that, I'm gonna go in there and take that shit, and then I'm gonna have China buy it from us, from the USA, you know what I mean? That's another thing, Trump's just trying to weaken China more. That's all that is, you know what I mean? And if you want to wheel and deal, you want to get more oil so you can have great gas prices be cheap or whatever, then go in there on some business stuff, on some legit business stuff, and be like, look, we want to, you know, wheel and deal with you guys with oil, blah, 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 and, you know, have conversations, legit conversations. But instead, you want to run in there and bully and shit and be like, yo, we need 30 to 50 million barrels of oil or else and all this and shit and all that. Like, come on, man. And then expect people to be all, like, open arms when you're coming in all aggressive-y and shit. You can't do that, man. That, and here, like, the basic the basic problem with it too is it's like, dude, like you're going in there to someone else's area and taking, that'd be like you going into somebody's house and just taking their TV and being like, yo, I want your TV. I like that 80-inch TV you got right there. I think I'm going to go on and take that. And you're like, whoa, what the fuck are you doing? That's my TV. This is my house, or this is my apartment. What do you think you're doing? Well, I want it. You don't really need it. You don't need that shit. You don't need an 80-inch. Here you can have this 30-inch. I need that 80-inch. Like, you know what I mean? That bully mentality. Yeah, there's a lot of missing people here in Wisconsin, though, still, too. Yeah, so that Amber Wilde. So Amber Wilde was 4 months pregnant at the time of her disappearance. Did the father-to-be have something to do with her vanishing? Amber Lynn Wilde grew up in Campbellsport, Wisconsin, and graduated from Campbellsport High School in 1997. Prior to her graduation, she took some University of Wisconsin classes, and after high school, Amber went to community college. She had a full scholarship and was studying pre-medicine, aspiring to be a pediatrician. Instead of taking 2 years to finish an associate's degree, Amber finished in one. That's impressive. She's described as being dedicated and smart. Sounds like it. After finishing her associate's with plans to become a pediatrician, Amber transferred to the University of Wisconsin at Green Bay and was living in a Green Bay apartment. She was only there for 3 weeks before she went missing. At the time of her disappearance, Amber was 4.5 months pregnant and was due in February of 1999. Amber's family was supportive of her pregnancy and offered to watch the baby once it was born so Amber could continue school. You know, it's one thing I'm noticing, though. Like, I think it's good that they have all this information. They got the story and all the back details and all that shit. You know, that's great. But you know the story I just read about Kina Anderson? You just notice the limited details and the limited information. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, like, why isn't there more information on him? You know? Because he has a story as well. Like, they're documenting everything about her disappearance and all her backstory and all, like, all this shit. So it says, yeah, man. So Amber's family was supportive after pregnancy and offered to watch the baby once it was born so Amber could continue school. Amber confided in her aunt and godmother about the unborn baby's father, Matthew Schneider, and how at the time Matthew was engaged to another woman whose name was Heidi and didn't want his fiance to find out about his affair. Amber wrote in her diary that Matthew was, quote, furious and that he had pressured her to have an abortion, but she refused. And on the day of Amber's disappearance, so on September 23rd, 1998, Amber called her dad, Steve, and says she got into a minor car accident near the university. She rear-ended another car and hit her head on the windshield. Amber told her dad she went to the university medical staff because she had a headache and was told she probably had a concussion and someone should call and check on her. Amber's father checked in on her throughout the day and night, speaking to her last at 7:16 p.m. on September 23, 1998 on her apartment's landline. The next day, on September 24, 1998, Amber failed to show up to her 1 p.m. class. Amber also failed to show up to her optometrist appointment, which was uncharacteristic of her. Amber's father called to check in on her multiple times and showed up to her apartment, worried that something had happened to her. After not finding Amber in her apartment and her missing car, he called the police and filed a missing persons report. Following Amber's disappearance, police interviewed Matthew Schneider, the alleged father of Amber's unborn child. All Matthew told police is that he never had sex with Amber. He said he barely knew her and that he had met her at a restaurant and talked maybe twice. When police checked Matthew's phone records, They noticed around 60 phone calls between him and Amber from the time they met until she went missing. It is also revealed that Heidi, Matthew's fiancée, knew about Amber and believed Amber was making everything up. Matthew stopped cooperating with the police in October of 1998. Multiple ground searches were conducted from 1998 through 2007, but these searches were unsuccessful and haven't resulted in any leads. Without a body and without any solid evidence against Matthew Schneider, Amber's case went dormant until January of 2013. So, where the case stands today. So in 2015, police filed a subpoena for Matthew Schneider's phone records. In 2016, the subpoena was made public. In the subpoena, Matthew Schneider is referred to as a suspect. In 2017, the FBI's Behavioral Analysis Unit reviewed Amber's case. Green Bay police said that the unit's suggestions were, quote, very helpful, but nothing else has come out of this review since then. Today, detectives believe they are close to solving everything. They just need, quote, one little piece. Wow. Yeah, that's just crazy to me, just how long somebody can, you know what I mean? And it's just like. So yeah, she was born March 26, 1979. She went missing September 23rd, 1998. She says she weighed about 135 pounds, brown hair, white, Caucasian. Yeah, y'all go do some more information on that, digging if you're interested. All right, y'all. Just trying to get some information out here, you know what I mean? It's important. All right, y'all. Yeah, it ain't that busy in here right now. I picked a good-ass time.
Okay.
Yep, first in line. That's it, 61 bucks? Thank you. Have a good one. Okay. Yeah, that was only like 61 bucks or whatever it was, $62. Not bad. Here y'all go. Thank you. Yep, that was straight. $62 basically. You round it up. Yep, got everything I needed. I throw that receipt out. I didn't buy nothing that you could potentially have to return. Yeah, y'all, but we ain't going nowhere, you know what I mean? We're gonna be podcasting until they take podcasts away or whatever. Cause like I was telling y'all, and I truly mean that. It's never been about the money for us for podcasting. I mean, that's cool, you know what I'm saying? If people wanna hit our hand, like, that's great. Kind of a way of just saying, you know, we appreciate what y'all, like, I get it, but like, we never started this like with like the money being the goal. It was just talk and spread information and all that kind of stuff. That's what it was about, creating an environment, a platform, a space for people that feel and think similar to us to be able to come and have conversations and stuff. Let's load my groceries up. Y'all, that was pretty cheap. I got a lot of stuff. And that shit was only, what, like $61 or whatever? Yep. Now. Now it's back to work. All right, y'all. And I'll throw gas in, you know what I mean? After I get back to work and then go back out, I'll throw some more gas in. All right, y'all, I'm gonna light me a cigarette up and get on my J-O-B. Keep enjoying the episode, y'all, and spread the word. Gonna stop over at Walmart, drop Michelle off, and I took myself to work, checked in and all that kind of stuff, and I got some deliveries I gotta go do, so I'm gonna stop off at Walmart and grab a few things we need from the store. I was gonna hit up the Metro Market in Shorewood, but I'm like, nah, fuck that, I'm gonna just hit Walmart up. Yep. So like I was telling y'all, that's a perk. Y'all know that if you, anyone that like does truck driving or delivery driving, you know what I mean? Y'all can't tell me you've never stopped off or deviated. You know what I mean? While you're out working and you're doing your deliveries and stuff, you cannot tell me you don't stop off. Because you might have deliveries to Walmart. You might have to take some stuff there. So like if you're in there, you know, why, if you need a few things, why wouldn't you grab them? You know what I mean? I feel like that's just a side perk of that kind of job when you do that. So, but anyways, I'm gonna hit Walmart up and grab a few grocery items I need in there. We hope everyone's enjoying the episodes. Spread the word, you know what I mean? If you like what you're hearing. Yeah, and shout out everyone that's listening. We really appreciate it. Shout out Indianapolis. We see y'all checked in with us and listening. We appreciate it. Hope life's treating you well down there. That's my born state. Yeah, I was born in East Chicago, Indiana. I've been in Milwaukee since I was 2 years old, though. So I don't really have any memory of living there or anything. We used to go back there, like, you know, when I was like young and stuff and a teenager, like we would go back there. I would drive back down there sometime with my mother to see family. Because we got family in East Chicago, Indiana, Gary, Hammond, all that stuff. So, yep. All right, y'all. Just wanted to take a second, though, to say we appreciate everyone that's listening. And spread the word, you know what I mean? All right, y'all. All right, y'all. We are back. So, I'm at Walmart now. Remember during COVID and shit, like, the store would open it like, oh, why isn't this open? Oh, maybe that entrance ain't open. Shit. Yeah, they must just got like the main door. There's usually like, I'm at the one on East Capitol. Like two main entrances, I only got one of them open and shit. All right. Hopefully this door's open. Okay, there we go. Yeah, they only got one of the entrances open. Grab a little car. No, I'm gonna go to the bathroom. All right. I ain't gonna lie, I like coming to Walmart to get their bakery and shit. Cause they have a lot to choose from. Walmart has a lot of stuff to choose from. A lot of different brands. There's patty pies. They got boxes and boxes and boxes of stuff that they gotta put on the shelves. Walmart stays with getting deliveries. I bring stuff here too once in a while. I ain't gonna tell y'all where I work at, but I bring stuff here from time to time. All right, hold on, let me pull this list out. I got a list. Let me set this down for a second. Yeah, I made a little list so I ain't just overspending, you know what I mean? Don't mind the silence. You know, if you hear silence and stuff, but that just means I'm looking for stuff or whatever. So hope y'all afford me the courtesy of, you know, if I'm not talking for a minute or whatever. Cause that's what I was saying too about like the podcast. I ain't just like saying that to be funny. Like I'm serious. Like if there's a part like that you don't like or that you feel is boring or whatever, you know what I mean? You can like fast forward because they got like that little, I think ours is set for like 15 seconds. If you press that fast forward button, I think it, you know, pushes everything like 15 seconds ahead. So that's cool. You know what I mean? So if you're like, oh, I don't really like this part, you can just fast forward through that shit instead of having to like suffer through it. Okay, let me see, I got my list here. Okay, bread, chili, a sausage log, corn tortillas, sour cream, ground beef, chips, lint roller. I gotta get a hard, dry cat food from Marley. I can't believe Marley's 12. She's gonna be 13 years old in June. But she looks like a kitten because she's so small. But Michelle's daughter's cat is like 15. And she was saying that one of her friends was saying that her cat lived to be like 20 something. Excuse me. All right, let's see, bread. I'm gonna get the hygiene stuff. Grab a lint roller. Yeah, I love Walmart. I love Walmart. That's exaggerating. I like Walmart though. It's not that crowded either right now. I came at a pretty decent time. Oh, we need dishwasher pods. Let's see how much of these. Okay. $5. Paper towel. Shit, these paper towels are only 68 cents a piece. I'm gonna grab like three of them. Okay. Yeah. Oh, I need a lint roller. Lint roller. Oh, tree needs trees. Like, they just got so much to choose from. Like, get them these three dog bakery Lickin' Crunch sandwich cookies. Treats for dogs. All right, we'll try them. We'll try them. Let's get this regular, let's get like those little bears and strips or whatever. All right, y'all. Okay, so I got chewy stuff. I gotta get Marley a couple cans of shreds. Like, even with that, like with the cat food, they got like their wet canned food, like they got so many different kinds to choose from. Versus if you go to like Pick and Save or like one of them, they only got like a few different, you know, kind. Where are her favorites? Here they are. Shreds. Okay. Mommy's good to go. She don't do the treats. She does not do treats. All right, now I'm gonna go grab the food. Oh, I still need a lint roller and shit. I'm gonna probably just have to stumble upon the lint roller. I don't like know where they even got those. You know what I mean? They're probably like, all right, so I'm gonna go grab these food items. Oh, I need paper towel. Oh, I grabbed that already, duh. We don't need toilet paper. I grabbed foil yesterday.
Opticians are a trusted part of the Walmart family, supporting patients with care, precision, and affordable vision.
I got garbage bags yesterday. We don't need napkins. Use paper towels, same thing.
Today, tomorrow, and every day.
Okay. Just kind of had the urge for some popcorn the other day, but that stuff, I don't know about y'all, but it kind of messes my stomach up. So, I miss Buddy Squirrel. Y'all remember Buddy Squirrel? Oh, man, Buddy Squirrel was the shit. Okay. Bread. Y'all have heard me say bread probably like 10 times. Like, even like at Walmart, all the different kind of juice and so, all they got just so many different. Cereal, like, stupid different kinds of cereal to choose from. Oh, wow, finally. Walmart is only the second place that I have been to where they have the cinnamon and spice, you know, the Quaker instant oatmeal in the boxes. Normally you can only find cinnamon and spice like in the variety box. You know what I mean? With all the other kinds. But normally, like by itself, they just have the maple and brown sugar, apple and cinnamon, you know, all that stuff. But I never can find cinnamon spice in the box by itself, but they have it here at Walmart. Nice. Shout you out, Walmart. I just grabbed me a box. And one of my new favorite cereals is that Life Cinnamon. Man, Life cereal is good as hell. But, yeah, you know what? I'm going to grab some cereal. Yep. This Life. Okay. Let's see. And then I'm just going to grab some stuff. I'm going to probably make like burritos. I'm going to make some Mexican food for the Packer game Saturday. Huge game Saturday. Playoffs. All right. Danger zone. I love 80s music too. Danger zone. Ain't that Kenny Loggins? I'm gonna ask Michelle. She'll know. Okay, I gotta grab this bread. All right, y'all. I'm gonna pause for a few minutes so I can concentrate. Just about to head out for work, y'all, in a few minutes. I want to read this real quick before we head out. So here's some important national issues for the coming year that tend to be overlooked or under-discussed, even though they affect everyday people across this country. So these are some real-life systemic and often hidden things. So basically, I wanted to like point out some things or like make sure that we're aware of certain things. You know, the new year started, and just wanted to put some information out there so you guys know like some stuff that's going on, you know, some stuff to look out for or whatever, maybe some stuff that we kind of ain't thinking about or might be overlooking or whatever, you know what I mean? So I'm just going to just put some information in your head, you know what I mean, and do with it as, you know, with your need. So quiet rollbacks of civil rights. We've been hearing about some of that already without big headlines. So a lot of rights aren't being removed outright. They're being narrowed, reinterpreted, or made harder to use. So the voting access being reduced through ID rules, polling location closures, and purging voter rolls. Civil rights enforcement has been weakened by underfunded agencies. Courts increasingly deciding cases in ways that favor institutions over individuals. Why this is overlooked? So there's no dramatic announcement. It happens through policy language and court rulings most people don't read. That's what I was just saying. You know what I mean? Because like we, you know, life is life and you're just going about your everyday stuff. You know what I mean? And it's crazy. If you think about it, like the majority of people that are eligible to vote in this country actually don't. So if you think about it, so if the majority of the people in this country don't vote, that are eligible to vote, just think about it. So you're more, there's more of a chance that you could go up to anybody in this country of someone of voting age and ask them about what's going on in the world today, and they wouldn't know. Just think about that. And with everything's going on, it feels like everyone knows what's going on, you know what I mean? But in reality, the majority of the people aren't even tuned in to what's going on out here, or they don't care because they don't vote. Local governments are running out of money. So they're saying many cities and countries are approaching serious financial strain. Federal pandemic money is gone. Sales tax and property tax growth is slowing. And public service libraries, transit, schools, mental health are quickly being outed, being cut. I can give you an example of that. All the halfway houses and pre-release centers and stuff that they've closed in Milwaukee. You know what I mean? Let's see. Private equity is buying everything. Private equity firms now control housing, single family homes, and apartments. I'm going to do some more digging into that. That private equity is buying everything. Nursing homes and elder care, emergency medical services, local media outlets. You know what? That, yeah. Got an example for that. The local media outlets, like some company, I'm not even sure where they're out of, what state or what the name of the person or people are or whatever, but they bought WNOV recently. Yep, just got sold. I believe it's by a white company. Don't quote me, but I'm going to have to check. Yep, our local, one of our only two like local black radio shows. You know, WNOV's been black talk radio forever. And they just got bought. Did some white people buy WNOV, baby? I'm not certain. We'll have to look. But yeah, they're just saying like that how private equity is buying everything. From homes to businesses to, you know, all types of stuff. And I was just telling them how WNOV just got bought. You know what I mean? And that's a black radio show. You know what I mean? They host black radio on that station. So now, you know, we're going to be down to one black radio station. Let's see. So, yep, so we already know impact on this stuff is higher rent, lower quality care, less accountability, decisions made far away from the communities affected. This is one of the biggest unseen transfers of wealth upward happening right now. Mass surveillance is expanding without consent. Even as some police tech gets debated publicly, new forms are quietly growing. License plate readers, facial recognition, data sharing between private companies and law enforcement, and phone location tracking. So they're saying you don't even have to commit a crime to be tracked. These tools disproportionately impact poor black, brown, and activist communities. We've been being tracked, though. Because our phones, if you got a phone, you got, you know, they got all your data and stuff. Like when we allow these, like when we want an app on our phone, and we decide not to read all the information because we want the app, we just hit, yeah. Yes, I agree. Yes. Give me the app.
It's also crazy that, like, we'll be talking about something.
That
and
is.
And then all of a sudden the ad comes up on YouTube,
yep,
or something like that.
Yeah. That's happened multiple times where we'll be talking about something. It don't matter what it is. How insignificant, how important, it don't matter. And then, like, literally, like, a minute later, there'll be an ad on our phone or a commercial on the TV. That means these microphones are listening to you. That's the only explanation. When you're having a conversation about something, and then literally seconds later or minutes later, you're seeing that on your phone. That means something is listening to you.
Or like there are times where we're talking about something and I'm scrolling through Facebook or Instagram, and then that same story comes up.
That too, yeah.
That's happened way too many times for it to be a coincidence.
Exactly.
Like once or twice, I could see because it's a popular topic or a current event, but it's happened a lot.
Mm-hmm. I'll just read this last one, y'all, because we're about to head out. So mental health infrastructure is collapsing as well. And that goes into, like I was telling you, the pre-release centers and halfway houses, those go into mental health too, because you get AODA, you get counseling, all that kind of stuff in those facilities. And those are gone. A lot of them are gone. Michelle and I are going to do a episode on that, like what's happened to the pre-release centers and the halfway houses and stuff in Milwaukee. So they're saying mental health infrastructure is collapsing and is not improving. It is collapsing. ERs acting as mental health facilities, jails becoming default treatment centers, fewer inpatient beds nationwide, burnout among therapists and social workers. That's one thing I do not like, and they've been doing that for a long time, and I wish they would stop doing that, like corrections officers and shit, handing out medication to people that are locked up. That's always been the dumbest shit to me. I've never been on I never took medication when I was in the joint. I just dealt with my shit. You know what I mean? Because a lot of people end up taking the meds because they can't deal with the stress. They're like, that's what I'm saying. I ain't even trying to brag, but my mind is strong. My mind, like, I'm mentally, like, yep. But yeah, you see some guys that they can't deal with it, and they get on medication and shit, and they just start, you just see the change in them. They'll be like almost zombie-like sometimes. It's sad to see. Yep. All right, y'all. Yeah, more police. So the outcome of that is more police encounters, more incarceration, more preventable deaths, especially among vulnerable populations. And I know some people don't like hearing about that, but the climate change is hitting the poor first.
Not just hurricanes and wildfires, but heat deaths in urban neighborhoods, flooding in low-lying rental areas, rising utility bills due to extreme temperatures, food price hikes with climate-related crop failures. Climate inequality is already here, but it doesn't look dramatic enough to trend on social media. All right, Marley, we'll see you later, man.
So one of my things that I like think about a lot, or I guess like if I could have one wish, it would be to live forever. And at the same time, like, you know, like, I mean, like, not aging as well. You know what I mean? Like, I'm saying, like, you can be, let's say, like 90 years old and shit, but you don't look 90. Your body isn't aging. You know what I mean? To where you're like all humped over and you're just, your skin just starts dropping and you just, like all of that, you start moving all slow and just start looking all old. You know what I mean? Like, I'm waiting for them to come out with something, an invention, something. I think that would be the greatest invention ever created. Other than, you know, well, shit, that might be on par with, like, curing cancer. If people literally could live forever, I know that that's never going to happen. I know it's a pipe dream. But I did a little research. Because, like, that's my... And I know we got to all feel the same about that, I would assume. I hope we do. Like, don't you want to live forever? Like, seriously. Like, me personally, I can't imagine, like, not ever being alive or not being here. You know what I mean? And to know, like, that one day I'm not, that's kind of, you feel kind of cheated. You're like, damn, like, I want to live forever. I want to experience my relationship with Michelle forever. I want my family to live forever. I don't want my mom to ever pass. I don't want, you know what I mean? Like, I don't like having to think about that stuff. Because at this point, like, death is certain, you know what I mean? Like, we're all going to pass, unfortunately. And I hate, like, knowing that because you know it's coming. And then if you throw on top of that, we're not even promised tomorrow. Get into a car crash. I'm knock on wood. Let me find some wood to knock on because I don't want that to happen. You know what I mean? But it's just like, that's why too, I think I move around so carefully in life. I'm just extra cautious. And I know sometimes, you know, there's, oh, you're being extra cautious. Well, because I don't want any harm to come to me. I don't want to be driving around and just, oh, like, I'm not paying attention or something and get hit by somebody. And then, you know what I mean? Like, boom, and then that's just it. You know what I mean? So I think we all, you know what I'm talking about. Like, basically I'm saying I wish I could live forever. I want to live forever. Like, I want my family to live forever. Like, I always want to be able to, like, be around my family and stuff. And, like, I don't want to have to, like, mourn my family not being here. Or I don't want people to have to mourn me, like, you know, when I'm not around and, what, 30 or something. If I live to, like, in my 80s or something, probably, that's probably a solid guesstimate, right? So you figure, as of right now, I got, like, 35 years left or something like that. But, like, it'd be nice to know, like, if they came out with an invention to where, like, when you are 85, you're not going to feel it. You're not going to look it. You'll basically, like, you would still be looking like maybe, like, 40 or some shit like that, but you'd be 80. You know what I mean? Like, basically, like, can someone invent something to where, you, like, your heart doesn't stop? It doesn't get weak because you get older. You know what I mean? How your body parts just, as you get older, they just slow down, they weak, and they get, you know what I mean? Like, can someone create something to where, you know, my heart can just keep pumping forever? My heart will just be good. And, you know what I mean? Like, and can, like, someone find the cure for cancer? Or can we, because, like, you know, that would help you live longer too, just naturally. Like, if you're sick, you know, you don't want to be sick and have cancer and all that other shit. I know I'm, like, thinking, like, super crazy, but basically I just wish we could all live forever, you know what I mean? And I know that's a big ask. That's probably the biggest ask in life, you know what I mean? But I looked up some information just to see, because there's always technology out. People are always like, because there's stuff now just naturally and just throughout time and, like, medicine and just all that kind of stuff and just throughout, you know, growth and advancement of just stuff that we learn and science and all that. People are just naturally living longer. Like, I know all that. I understand all of that. But y'all know what I'm saying, and I know it's a big ask, and I know it's unrealistic, but I'm just saying I wish we could live forever. Like, where you just knew you were going to live forever, unless you got into some type of accident or something like that, to, you know what I mean? Like, but I'm saying, but just naturally, like, we just lived forever, and we knew that in our mind. We knew that our body isn't going to expire. Just, you know, natural causes or whatever, whatever, you know what I mean? So living longer is already happening just quietly. Like, I understand all that because it's just technology and stuff. People are able to stay, you know, and just eating healthier and exercise. Like, I get all that. So it says, over the last 150 years, human lifespan more than doubled, not because of one invention, but because of clean water, vaccines, antibiotics, heart medications, better emergency care. And I get all that. And that's great. You know what I mean? So the idea that we can't extend life is already proven wrong. The real question is how much further we can go and at what cost. Well, obviously, you know, there will be a cost to that, you know. So the heart is not the main aging problem. It's one of the main ones, though. Even your brain and your heart, those are, like, the main important, you know what I mean? So they say this surprises people. So most people don't die because their heart, quote, runs out. They die because blood vessels stiffen, inflammation damages organs, cells stop repairing themselves, the immune system misfires, and the brain deteriorates. I mean, that all makes sense, like, because we're just saying as you naturally get older. But see what I was saying? Like, I wish something could be invented where, like, you could stop that stuff. You could stop the brain deteriorating. You could, you know what I mean? So inventing a mechanical heart alone wouldn't stop aging. You'd still age everywhere else. That said, we are already replacing and assisting hearts. These exist right now. So artificial hearts, there's stuff, something called L, V as in Victor, A, D as in David. So LVADSs, I guess. So those are mechanical pumps that keep people alive for years. pacemakers. I've heard of pacemakers and defibrillators. I've heard of those as well. Lab-grown heart tissue, early stages. What's that? Lab-grown heart tissue. So they're saying there's an early stages of, I guess, of working on that. So for many patients, machines already are keeping their hearts pumping long past what would have been possible decades ago. So this part is not science fiction. Slowing aging is where the real revolution is happening. So instead of, quote, one invention, the future looks like layered biological control. Cellular repair and senescence. I'm going to just read this, y'all. I don't have a problem with pronouncing this word. It's S-E-N-E-S-C-E-N-C-E control. Senescence or something control. So scientists are targeting this. I'm going to just call them the senescence cells. Scientists are targeting senescence cells, quote, zombie cells, that stop dividing but don't die. Removing them improves lifespan in animals. You know, they're always testing stuff on animals. Human trials are underway. This attacks aging at the cellular level, not just the organs. So, you know, people are always working on stuff. Scientists, they're always, you know what I mean? That's what they do. It's just, you know, obviously, you know, nothing ever works, but man, think how smart, goddamn smart them people are, man. Or just like engineers, there's all types of engineers that do all kinds of stuff. Just think like some of the, like the little gadgets or the appliances that we use or that we have, you know, just think like someone had to create that shit, and like, oh, that's pretty amazing. So genetic and epigenetic reprogramming. So researchers are learning how to, quote, reset cells to a younger state without turning them into cancer. And also they're repairing DNA damage over time. This is huge and dangerous if rushed, but real. Also inflammation control. Chronic inflammation is a silent killer. New drugs are aiming to turn off harmful immune responses and preserve blood vessels and organs. This alone could add 10 to 20 healthy years on to one's life. Wow, I would take that, an extra 20 years. Will we ever stop aging completely? Almost certainly no, but slowly aging, yes, extending healthy life to 100 to say 120 years, very possible, they're saying. Also living longer without constant sickness, that's the real goal. Immortality is fantasy, like we were saying earlier. Like, I know that's it, you know what I mean, but man, that's the one thing I wish they could invent. I'd be like first in line for that shit. Radical life extension is not. So they're saying immortality is fantasy. Radical life extension is not. Let's see. So the uncomfortable truth. So the information. So I would make sure this when I ask ChatGTP stuff and I get information, I always make sure, and I kind of guide it, and I tell it exactly what I want to know, like exactly to the T. And then I always afterwards, like when I'm done asking whatever, I'll be like, please make sure the information is accurate. I'm reading this for a podcast, blah, blah, blah. And then after I get any more information or whatever, I'll ask it, like the very last thing, I'll be like, is this information accurate? And then I'll, you know what I'm saying? Shit. So they're saying, yes, the information is accurate. And I'll tighten it up by grounding it into an established science, real clinical use, and peer-reviewed research, not hype. Here's the clean, fact-checked version. Yep. So we already do extend human life with inventions. This is not an opinion. Documented facts include average human lifespan increased from 40 years in 1900 to 77 plus years in the United States. Main reasons: sanitation, antibiotics, vaccines, and cardiovascular medicine. Heart disease death rates dropped 70% since the 1960s due to medical technology. That alone proves lifespan is technologically malleable. Machines already keep hearts pumping long term. This is clinical reality, not a theory. So existing FDA-approved technologies are the LVADs that we're talking about. So that stands for left ventricular assist devices. So left ventricular assist devices, that's what that stands for. These have been used for years, sometimes over a decade. Oh, they're saying they can be used for years, sometimes over a decade. And they're keeping people alive even when the heart is failing. Total artificial hearts and pacemakers / ICDs. These devices do not stop aging, but they do extend life by replacing the failing biology. And then I'll just read this last one. Aging is not caused by the heart, quote, wearing out. This is a scientific consensus. They're saying aging is driven by DNA damage, cellular sine, that's that other word that I have trouble pronouncing, y'all. Senescence or whatever. Non-dividing zombie cells, I guess is basically what that means. Chronic inflammation, telomere shortening, and mitochondrial decline, that's DRIAL, mitochondrial decline. Your heart can be mechanically supported, but aging continues elsewhere. And then I'll just read this last one. Slowing aging is a real research field, geroscience. So this is where accuracy matters most. Senolytics, clearing senescent cells, those zombie cells. So in mice, lifespan extension plus better organ function. In humans, early trials for fibrosis, arthritis, and kidney disease. So these are those zombie cells they're talking about. And published in Nature Science Cell. No human lifespan extension proven yet, but health span improvement is very real. And then the epigenetic reprogramming. So researchers have reversed biological age markers in cells. Partial reprogramming restored vision in mice. I guess they did a study in a Harvard study in 2020, and they said that partial reprogramming restored vision in mice. Extremely risky if misused and can potentially cause cancer. This is experimental, not consumer ready. And then anti-inflammatory therapies. So chronic inflammation equals major aging driver. Drugs like IL/1 inhibitors reduce cardiovascular events, and statins alone added years of life population-wide. Will there ever be a single invention that stops aging? No evidence supports that, but evidence does support slowing aging, delaying diseases, and extending healthy life to 100 plus years for many people. Experts currently estimate 100 to 125 years as a realistic biological ceiling with intervention. Man, I hope they figure that out by the time, you know what I mean? Because I want to live to be that old. I just don't want to age and feel and look that old is what I'm saying. Y'all know what I mean? Pretty interesting stuff, though. All right, y'all. I just appreciate there's always some scientist, some biological person working on this stuff. Because I'm sure they want to live forever, too. That would have to be one, if you could have one wish, that would have to be one of the, that would have to be top high up there on people's wish list. To live forever? I know I want to. All right, y'all. Especially with all that time I done wasted in prison and jail and all that shit. I'd love to be able to extend my life. All right, y'all. But okay, here's one question though, for real though. If you could be 1 age, well, this couldn't happen either, but just for fun, if you could be 1 age your whole life, what age would you be? I think I'd be like 40. You know what I mean? Like, you would remain that age forever. You would look that age, feel that age. You would stop aging at that age. Just all of that. I think I'd want to be 40. What about y'all? All right, let's get back to this episode. We're just about finished with this one. And we just want to say that we appreciate everyone that's taking the time out to listen to and or download. And please spread the word. And give us a rating or a ranking or something like that. All right, y'all. Peace. And go Pack go. Got a huge playoff game Saturday night. Yep, I'm making burritos and stuff like that. I can't wait. And I might make some more chicken wings, because I got some more of them chicken wings left. I might throw them in there too. All right, y'all.